please call the roll. Here.
Here.
Thank you, and welcome to what will certainly be a riveting Appropriations Committee meeting this morning. Let us begin under tab 1, Senate Bill 426 by Senator Gates. Senator Gates, you're recognized.
Thank you. This is indeed an exciting trust fund bill. As part of the usual statutory review, we learned that the Building Fee Trust Fund is obsolete, and the Capital Improvement Fee Trust Fund is inappropriately placed statutorily under the administration of the State Board of Education rather than the Board of Governors. And so this bill rectifies that problem, and there is a strike call.
Okay. Let's go ahead to the strike call. And President Gates, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The strike call amendment additionally terminates four obsolete trust funds recommended by the governor, and these trust funds are the Replacement Trust Fund, the University Concurrency Trust Fund, the Law Enforcement Trust Fund, the Uniform Payroll Trust Fund. These trust funds have no cash, sadly, and no future receipts are anticipated.
Are there questions of the sponsor on the amendment? Seeing none, I don't believe we have any appearance cards. Is there discussion or debate? Seeing none, the amendment adopted without objection. Now, on the bill as amended, are there questions on the bill as amended? There shouldn't be, since it was strike everything. So Senator Gates waves his close. Senator Joyner, question? You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to know if terminating the concurrency trust fund means that universities will no longer be able to pay local governments concurrency impacts caused by universities' expansion.
Senator Gates, you want to take that?
Thank you, Mr. President. The University Concurrency Trust Fund was used for funding university offsite improvements, as the leader has indicated. However, that trust fund was already repealed statutorily in 2011. It's been gone for 4 years, making the University Trust Fund itself obsolete, and that's why there's no money in it. So there is zero effect on university requirements to deal with offsite improvements.
Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion or debate? Seeing none, Senator Gates waves his close. Administrative Assistant will please call the roll on Senate Bill 426 as a committee substitute.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Garcia, Senator Grimsley, Senator Hayes, Senator Huckel, Senator Joyner, Senator Latvala, Senator Margolis, Senator Montford, Senator Negron, Senator Richter, Senator Ring, Senator Simmons, Senator Smith, Senator Benequisto, Chair Lee.
Yes. By your vote, the bill passes. Okay, senators, let's move to tab 2. Next in the transformations of state government, Senate Bill 428 by Senator Hayes. Senator Hayes, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Department of Environmental Protection has several trust funds that are not related to the passage of our constitutional amendment recently, and these trust funds need to be codified in statutes, and three fund modifications, which are clarifying and reflect long-term funding decisions, are also included in the bill. Specifically, this bill codifies in the statutes five existing trust funds in the department. These funds include the Administrative Trust Fund, the Environmental Laboratory Trust Fund, the Working Capital Trust Fund, the Air Pollution Trust Fund, and the Minerals Trust Fund. All five funds have been recreated in previous chapter law, and there are no changes to the current law provisions. The bill adds clarifying language for proceeds from the sale of non-conservation lands in the Internal Improvement Trust Fund and modifies the type of funds deposited into the Grants and Donations Trust Fund for statewide consistency. And finally, the bill modifies the Solid Waste Management Trust Fund percentage distributions of funds related to solid waste management grants and the Mosquito Control Program to more accurately reflect the historical funding in the General Appropriations Act and the implementing bill. There's one amendment, Mr. Chairman, that I would like to offer. It's barcode 836368.
Thank you, Senator Hayes. Are there questions on the underlying bill? Seeing none, then let's take up amendment by Senator Hayes. Senator Hayes, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
This amendment deletes the clarifying language related to the Internal Improvement Trust Fund. The language was previously requested by the department. However, after further review, they determined it was not needed. DEP will continue the current practice related to the deposit of lease revenues for conservation and non-conservation lands into this fund. That's the amendment.
Thank you, Senator. Are there questions on the amendment? Discussion or debate? Then, without objection, show that amendment adopted. And now on the bill as amended, we have no appearance cards. So Senator Hayes waives his close, and the administrative assistant would please call the roll on Senate Bill 428 as a committee substitute.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Joyner? Yes. Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Senator Smith? Senator Beniquisto? Chair Lee?
By your vote, the bill passes. Senators, let's move to tab 3, Senate Bill 430 by Senator Latvala.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Says it's active. All right, this is Central Florida Beltway Trust Fund. The bill terminates the Central Florida Beltway Mitigation Trust Fund within the Department of Transportation. This trust fund was originally used to support the environmental mitigation efforts for projects the department was authorized to construct as part of the Central Florida Beltway. It was funded with bond proceeds. Construction of those projects is complete. Payment of all outstanding debt has been made. Bill's effective July 1st, 2015, has no fiscal impact on state or local funds.
So this essentially repeals the trust fund?
Yes.
Okay, are there questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Is there discussion or debate? We have no appearance cards. Senator Latvala waives his close, and the administrative assistant would please call the roll on Senate Bill 430.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Flores? Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith? Senator Beniquisto?
Yes.
Chair Lee?
By your vote, the bill passes. There being no further business to come before the meeting, President Gates, move we rise.